Hi guys, I hope you're having an amazing, beautiful, positive day. I'm sending you so much love and so much peaceful, balanced energy. What's up guys, it's Misha with Feels with Mish. If you're joining me here today on YouTube, you can like, share, and subscribe to my content. If you're listening to my podcast, thank you so much for joining. My podcast is posted on Spotify, Apple. You can just Google my name and find me on there if you're interested. I have tons of healing content on my TikTok as well. And if those of you are ready to book a one-on-one session with me, you can head over to feelswithmish.com and send me a message over on there for a one-on-one session. Guys, I'm comfortable today. I decided to wear more comfortable clothes, you know, my gym attire and some sweatpants. I feel more comfortable that way. You might hear my AC in the background, hopefully crossing my fingers that you don't, because it is freaking hot. It's in the 90s today and I just needed the AC playing. But we have a very, very exciting episode today, guys. Today's episode is your life is designed for you to win. What does it feel? A lot of people are going to be like, what do you mean? Like, I'm experiencing all this hardship right now. Like, my life sucks. This and that is happening, you know? We just hold on so tightly to the story of failure, not realizing that a simple, well, not simple, but a mindset shift is the answer and it will change your entire life. When you shift your mindset from life is happening to me to life is happening always for my highest good, your life will change. And you see, most of the world, they live in victim consciousness. I was in victim consciousness for years of my life. And it was just a repeating cycle, repeating the patterns, repeating this negative story until I realized that I was the cause. And being that I am the cause, I am also the solution. That the power to change my life existed with me the whole time. And my story was always one of things happening to me. This and that, and a sad story, and this person did this to me, and I struggled here and I struggled there. And you guys have heard much of my story over the years of listening to this podcast, but there was an evolution that I had to make myself in my life, changing the story from life is happening to me to life is always happening for my highest good. And when you sit in a knowing that everything is happening for your highest good, you are in the driver's seat of your life. Therefore, you are in the power of your life. How many of you are in victim consciousness? I have my moments. We're human. This is a part of our experience here to feel all of the things. And what is so important about this message is that you have such a specific blueprint to your life. It is so specific and individual to the self that nobody has experienced what you've experienced. There's people that have maybe gone through similar things, or maybe things that are almost identical to the thing. But the feelings that you felt and the experience that you had is so specific to you that only you can then change your life from that, whatever you've gone through, your blueprint, right? Only you have the power to take the reins of your life and brainwash and program in a new belief system and a new mindset where you are no longer seeing life happening to you. You are seeing life happening for your highest potential, for your highest good. And let me explain to you why our life is designed for us to win. You see, in this human experience here, again, you having your own blueprint, you having the traumas, you having these very specific layers to your life and things that you've experienced and beliefs that you hold of yourself, you then feel these moments of triggered. You feel this moments of feeling trigger inside the bodies, right? And when we feel triggered inside the body, those triggers are there to help us work on whatever we're feeling triggered in order for us to ascend and come into a higher and better version of ourselves. Our life is designed for us to win. And what happens when we get triggered and we live in victim consciousness is we feel like life is attacking us. We feel like life is happening to us. Therefore, then we are then creating from that space of victim consciousness. And we just stay in this pattern, in this loop of victimhood, where life just happens to us, not realizing the power in being able to be present in our body when we are feeling triggered. See ourselves in that moment, see ourselves, see our triggers, feel our triggers, and not let our triggers overcome us. We then overcome those triggers and raise up into a new state of awareness within ourselves with this new confidence and this new way about tackling things in our life that no longer over time bother us. Therefore, being designed in a way for us to win, for us to ascend, for us to grow, for us to evolve into these new versions of ourselves, these better versions of ourselves, where we align with the better life when we are aligned with that new version of ourselves from within. You see, your life is designed for you to win. Isn't that amazing? But you see, when we're in victim consciousness, life is happening to us. This person did this to me. This person did that to me. Again, there are some really terrible things that some of you have gone through, and it's your blueprint. It is your blueprint, and there's grieving. There's some horrible traumas and things that we have to heal through and face within ourselves and overcome those things. And when they no longer affect us anymore, we are able to separate ourselves from that version that those things occurred. And even the people and the places and the environments that cause pain to us in our life, we detach ourselves from that version and it no longer has power over us anymore. Therefore, we become a new person. And we can detach ourselves from our past. We can forgive our past. We can forgive the people that have caused pain to us in our life because they no longer have power over us. We are grabbing the reins of our life and realizing that the healing and, you know, self-realization and things that we overcome within the self were there and designed for us to heal for ourselves, to become the best version of ourselves. Our life is designed for us to win. And I want to give you guys some examples. Again, if you guys have been following my podcast, you know that I am always talking about my job, my part-time job, and how I use that environment to become a better version of myself. And you can do this right now in your life. Use the environments that you find difficult or just any environment that you involve yourself in. Use that place to evolve, almost like, you know, our life is like a video game. Again, our life is designed for us to win. And in your video game, you have to keep repeating and repeating and repeating a level until you master that level and you can move up into a new level of yourself. Much like in your life, where the same things are getting triggered inside of you, that same wound is getting triggered inside of you by people, places, things, and scenarios that are happening outside of you, because it's there to show you what you still need to work on. And when you finally heal that part of yourself, you have beat that level. You beat that level and you raise up into a new level and into a new version of yourself where that stuff, those things, those people no longer have power over you. You're able to separate yourself from those people, that person, that environment, and whatever it is that has happened to you and occurred to you in your life, your blueprint of life, whatever has occurred, you can separate yourself from it because it no longer has power over you. You're able to forgive and set it free. This is how we're raising up into higher levels of ourselves. Now, I had work the other day, and I sometimes I get a little bit sad because I see so many people. On Saturday night, I saw 97 people just in my section alone, which means I acknowledged 97 people and I asked them what they would like to drink. I asked them how they would like their steak done. I acknowledged and gave energy to 97 people. And so I see a lot of people throughout the night. And with that being said, I witness a lot of different type of people and energies and cultures and races and this melting pot of amazingness that I experience in New York, especially, but just within my job. And I really take this opportunity being there as, you know, a place for me to grow and evolve and to master myself. And if you spoke to my manager, I mean, he would tell you within a year, I've like completely evolved into a new version of myself, which I have, because when I first started there, I used to take everything personal. And there was a little bit of a language barrier for me. And again, the story that I told was there's a language barrier and it would hold me back in certain situations. And I was a victim in a lot of the time that I spent there. And it really reflected in my life. And it wasn't until I started really digging deep and working on those triggers and detaching myself from my customers that would trigger me, where now I just see people there as like, okay, this is a part of my job. You're going to see difficult people. You're going to see great people. And that's a part of the job. And it has empowered me to this new level within myself, where the other day I had a table of four ladies and two moms and two daughters, but they're much older, the daughters. And you could tell that these women were very emotionally unintelligent. They were very, very emotionally unintelligent. And, you know, you meet these people every day. We come across people that are really, you know, behind on their emotional intelligence. And we see it all every day. That's, you know, the people that they mostly put on television for us in our television shows and our movies and such. Is reality TV is littered with people that are emotionally unintelligent. It's glorified, right? So it has people acting in this kind of victim consciousness type of way. But when you see deeper meaning to it, you realize like so many people do not heal themselves. Here I am serving a table of, the moms were probably in their mid 40s, early 50s. And they literally had an adult temper tantrum at the table. And it wasn't about anything I did. But here they are complaining. And I'm just there like looking at them and not even engaged at all, because I've learned to master my energy to a place where I'm detached. When I'm present and I'm listening to somebody speak to me, I'm not in that people pleasing and overgiving energy where I'm there just like pouring into the, like really just engaged and listening and like really just caring so much, right? Because I'm detached from a space where I'm able to understand that we're all at different levels in our journey, and I'm not on the level of emotional unintelligence where I'm being triggered over really ridiculous things. And that's just what it was, is they were being triggered over some really, really ridiculous things. And it made absolutely no freaking sense what they were being triggered over. But here I am listening to her talk and complain about what was happening that she was so unsatisfied about. And, you know, she said, my food is now cold. I'm not going to eat this food. I don't eat cold food. I don't come to places and eat cold food. And I'm there just like in my mind, I'm like laughing because I'm like, you're ridiculous, because your food literally just got placed onto the table. And now you want to have an adult tantrum about it because you've been sitting here for 5 minutes not eating your food. You've just been complaining. But anyways, I listened. I was very calm. And the thing that was crazy about that is these women were complaining, being triggered, being self-entitled, feeding into that timeline of their existence from the trauma that they hold obviously there's a lot of trauma there, because people that are being triggered over ridiculous things have a lot of trauma. And what she doesn't realize is that if she had just been calm, cool, relaxed, and really just go with the flow about what was happening, I would have made their night so freaking good. Like, I would have brought out the shots. I would have brought out the dessert and the sparklers and sang the happy birthday. I would have made their night so freaking amazing, because that's just the type of person that I am and the server that I am. And that's what I provide as an experience for people. But they didn't even let me get to that point because they were so focused on something so small and got so worked up about it that they decided, we're leaving right now. And I'm nice enough to say, okay, I was so calm. My manager was like, I could not even believe that you were that calm. Like, that was crazy. I was just sitting there like, okay. So I even go to the back and I get some birthday desserts, because it was these two of the girls' birthdays. And I thought, you know what, whatever, let me just bring them a dessert before they leave so that they can leave on a at least some type of positive note, even though they're just ridiculously complaining about nothing. So I brought out the desserts and they're like, we're leaving right now. And I was like, oh, okay, let me pack these desserts up for you. I thought, you know, it's your birthday, I would bring you birthday dessert anyways, right? they were like confused, like, oh, like, okay. And they weren't expecting that, right? But what they don't realize is, and a lot of people don't realize, right, when you're in victim, and this is what I was coming to with the story, is when you're in victim, you don't realize that there could be such a blessing on the other side of anything in your life. But what we do is we sabotage things. They sabotage that moment for themselves. They sabotage that experience for themselves because they were living in victim consciousness, when they could have just let things slide and been okay with whatever and in the flow of their life, and those blessings would have just come to them. You see, we stay on the same level in our life and not ascend to that next level where things would have been blessed to us, because we sabotage things for ourselves by that victim consciousness. It's like that. I don't know if you guys have ever seen, there's a meme or a picture of, I believe it's Jesus, and he has like the teddy bear behind his back and there's a little girl crying. And we don't see the blessings behind things in our life. We never know when that blessing is going to occur. If you just stay in the flow, if you recognize your triggers, when you're getting triggered about something, if you're willing to just work through it and let it go, things always work out better than you expect. And most of the world doesn't realize that because they're seeing through a lens of victim consciousness. Some of my clients that I've worked with, their biggest wounds come from their mothers. And I have another client that I worked with, and he had a mother and a father wound, and it's a man, and he might be listening to this, and I'm so grateful for him. He took my advice, and he had already started beginning his inner healing journey, and he took my advice and he wrote a letter to his parents. He wrote everything out in the letter that he needed to say to them. He was detached. He just wanted to move on in his life, but he needed this to get out what he was feeling inside in order for him to, you know, let it out and set it free. And when he did, what happened was he completely shifted the dynamic and the energy with his parents, and it brought a lot of healing. And that was a level that he needed to overcome in his journey, was to be confident enough in himself, know that he's worthy of that closure, and whatever, you know, setting free whatever's going to happen. And what happened was it worked out better than he had expected. We are here to experience a beautiful life. But if we don't get out of our own way, how are we here to create that better life for ourselves? It's us that stay in our way. I was a victim in my life for years. I was a victim. And I got so sick and tired of being a victim when I finally realized that it's me. I am the problem. You know that Taylor Swift song? It's me. Hi, I'm the problem. It's me. Yeah, it is. It's me and it's you and it's us. And guess what? We are also the solution. We are also the solution. So there was other examples that I wanted to give you guys. I had wrote this down. When we think things aren't working out for us, they are actually always working for our highest good. We have to see everything in our life as lessons. Most of the world is going to stay in the same karmic loop, constantly manifesting undesirable circumstances, undesirable situations, scenarios, undesirable ways that people show up for us. And it really isn't until we have that shift internally that we start to see changes in our life. It isn't until we have that mindset shift where we start to see the good in things instead of living in fear, right? This world is designed for us to lose because the world is designed for us to live in fear, but it is our life. Our life is here to have us winning by being able to overcome the fear that exists in this world and the fear ultimately that exists inside of us. The fear is an illusion. It is created in the mind. It is not real. And so to win in your life, we have to overcome those fears. We have to see everything in our life that is distracting us or keeping us from our best self, and we have to overcome that. And your life is not happening to you. Your life is happening for your highest good always. Start to tell yourself this when you see things going, you know, maybe a way that or a direction that you're not, you know, satisfied with. Start to be satisfied in the moment, knowing that everything is happening and it is occurring to lead you to your greatest and best self. Because your life is designed for you to win. Again, if you guys like this episode, don't forget to like, share, and subscribe to my channel. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you have an amazing, beautiful, positive day because you absolutely deserve it.